Hey, you guys, it's Stephanie Verney of Steph Scribe, author of 5 works of fiction and 1 textbook. And I am sitting on my back porch today where I had to go outside and get some fresh air. Again, if you hear some airplanes go over, it's because I am outside and I'm not too far from Baltimore Washington International Airport. So I was thinking today about this whole situation we find ourselves in with the coronavirus and being mandated to be home and not interacting with others physically. And it's definitely affecting my creativity, and I'm wondering if it's affecting yours too. I'm guessing if I'm feeling it, you all might be feeling it as well. And so instead of sort of succumbing to this feeling of being overwhelmed with the news of the world every day and feeling a little depressed by it, quite frankly, I thought maybe we could come up with some ways to jumpstart our writing again. One of the ideas I had as I was thinking this through this morning about what I wanted to talk about today is character development. And I know I'm at the beginning stages of 2 things that I've started. One, I think, might be more of a short story or a novella. The other one is seemingly going to be my next novel. And I do like the idea of it, and the characters keep coming into my head, and I'm trying to navigate their situations and what each one is going through. But I thought in this particular time that we find ourselves in, wouldn't it be interesting to write a letter from one character to another, sort of describing the situation that we find ourselves in with the coronavirus pandemic? And this could be, you know, a letter of concern, a letter where we're worried about somebody else, maybe their state, or trying to get to them. But it would be interesting to just do a quick exercise where, almost like, you know, a little prompt where we wrote from one character's perspective about what's happening right now. So that's one idea that we can think about. Another idea that I thought might be interesting to explore would be just having your character be kind of trapped somewhere, like maybe they're trapped somewhere and they can't get to a loved one, and maybe they write a letter that way too, where they are themselves stuck and can't reach out or can't get to a loved one. So these are 2 possibilities that you can explore with your characters. So another thing that we can do to try to jumpstart our writing is look online. I do this all the time when I'm feeling in a slump. I search fiction writing prompts, or if I'm doing something in the classroom, I search nonfiction writing prompts. And these prompts that I use constantly as an educational tool are so awesome. I'm not sure if I mentioned in a previous podcast that my last novel, Little Milestones, started as a prompt. And the prompt was in my previous book, The Postcard and Other Short Stories and Poetry. And it's so that the first story was set in England with a British cast, if you will, British characters. And it was about this grandmother and this granddaughter who lived together. Well, I couldn't shake those characters from my head. And I ended up turning that short story into Little Milestones and then set it in America, in Maryland, in a town called St. Michael's on the water. So the moral of that story is prompts can take you a lot of places. They can take you places you never dreamed of. They can take you to stories you never even thought you had in your head. And that's the beauty of them. And I try to tell my students all the time, you never, ever know where a prompt may go. In Beneath the Mimosa Tree, a prompt ended up in the middle of my novel. I had written this prompt for my MFA class. I loved it so much. I ended up changing the characters' names and making it fit the storyline of Beneath the Mimosa Tree. So, I mean, two examples of prompts turning into a bigger work of fiction I'm sharing with you. So it can happen. All right, what else can we do to get ourselves out of these doldrums and get ourselves writing creatively? I think another thing we can do is time of day. I know right now I'm getting up in the morning, I'm going for a walk, and then I am working, and then I'm going for another walk. I'm trying to stay healthy through all of this, and I'm also trying to keep my mind clear by going for a lot of walks. And maybe what we need to do is in our little planners or in our schedule of the day is to find a half an hour where we get to just be creative. I think that's what I'm going to start doing from now on, because I'm not having success saying, oh yeah, and later I'm going to write something creatively. I find that I'm pretty tired later. It's hard because, you know, I'm getting up early and working all day and grading things and preparing lessons and all of this stuff. So it's a challenge, but I think I might do like 3 days a week I get this time to write. And I'm thinking maybe that would be good for you guys also. All right, let's see. I had one other idea. And that is, this is crazy, but it may work. If you're really, really stuck, put out a call to your friends. People like to get involved with other people's writing. And I used to do this thing. Okay, ready? I'm going to explain it to you. I used to do this thing called Fictography, where on my blog, where I would ask people to submit a photograph, like just give me like one of your greatest photos. And then I would look at the photograph and I would imagine a scene that would take place in that setting. And then I would write that scene. So that's a way that you can get people involved. Ask them to submit a photo and you're going to write the scene, or ask them, what scene would you like to see written? You know, give me a scenario and I'm going to write that story, and have them tell you what that scenario is. And I think it's sort of fun if you get your friends involved, because then you can also share it and get feedback and see what they have to say. And you can tell them, this is just for fun, you guys. This is just to get me to think more creatively. And then here's my last one for the day. Fan fiction. So I really love writing fan fiction. I like taking a character from a novel. Usually for me, it's like The Wizard of Oz or Game of Thrones or whatever. And I take that character and then I have that character go into a different scene. This one's maybe not going to help you write that next novel, but it could help you fine-tune description or dialogue, or just creating that aura around the character in a particular scene. It can help you with conflict, maybe give that character some conflict or something that they have to get out of. But these are all just little teeny assignments that we can all do to get us thinking about ways to write. And I think sometimes we just need that kick in the pants. I know I do. I need a big old kick in the pants, you guys. So I am going to do one of these things and give it a go. I'm also, on Fridays now, I started this thing that I'm talking about, this little maybe novella or short story about reincarnation, and I'm going to continue that this Friday. So that's the promise that I'm making for this week, is that I'm going to put the next scene into the story and do Fiction Fridays and try to keep that story going just for fun on the blog. And that's also something you guys can do, especially you fellow bloggers out there. Don't be afraid to share some of your stories on your blog and let people read and enjoy and have fun during this time. All right. It's a short one today, but it's just tough. And I feel for you all who are working from home, and those of you who have maybe been furloughed or lost your jobs. This is just such a challenging time. I think we're going to get through this together, I'm encouraged by the news today. There's a doctor who thinks there may be a cure. So let's cross our fingers, pray, and hope that this thing comes to an end soon. In the meantime, try doing some of these prompts to help you be creative, and I will check in with you next week. Until then, you know what I'm going to say. Keep writing.